Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Pei Vav, Menachas 86a, pagination is 171. We'll start on the facing page, which is Pei Hei Amud Beis, 85b, pagination 170. The Mishnah, about midway on the page, makes a statement, Tekoa Ilfa L'Shemen. The place Tekoa is Aleph, is grade A, to produce oil. And of course, the topics here are related to the different ingredients necessary to produce a mincha offering in the Beis HaMikdash. We discussed flour, now we're up to oil. Indeed, on the last of the smaller lines in the Gemara quotes, Vayishlach Yoav Tekoa. Yoav sent a message to Tekoa. Tekoa had very good oil, and the Gemara says that mitoch sheregilim b'shemen zayis chachma metzuya bohen. People who have olive oil, so they're granted wisdom, and such people are very smart. It would be interesting to know if this is something that can be traced physiologically. Is there something in olive oil from a certain region that actually impacts brain power in some way? But in any case, whether this is spiritual or physical, but that's what the Gemara says. Olive oil was a product that was really sought after. On the third line of the Wides, the Gemara relates a story. Nitzruchu lahen anshe lutkaya b'shemen. The people of this place needed a lot of oil. That was their desire. They sent an appointee to go search in Eretz Yisrael to find the right place to buy oil. And they were directed to a place in the region of the tribe of Asher, who was known for his oil. Amru lo, he was told, Lech ligush chalav, go to that place. And when he got to the place, they told him, this enormous transaction, you're making a bid to buy such an enormous amount of oil. Lech el tzil poloni l'sada haloz, if you go over there to that person in that field, he'll be able to take care of you. He went there. He found that the person was working his field. He didn't appear to be the very wealthy merchant that he was. Indeed, by the time the story is over and he followed him home and he watched him as he walked, he was the owner of the field. He was busy taking the rocks out of the field. It should make it more opportune to grow properly. By the time he got home, and the maidservant greets him with a golden basin, etc., it became clear that this man really was a humble, simple man, but very, very wealthy, and was indeed able to do the deal. The Gemara concludes, Yesh mis asher ve'ein kol. There are people who appear wealthy and they really have nothing. Misroshesh, and there are other people who appear poverty-stricken, fahon rav, and they're really very wealthy. I'm reminded of the stories they say about Reb Moshe Reichman, that after a deal where all the lawyers and accountants, everybody goes by limo and by car, all kinds of special chauffeurs to pick them up, and he used to leave the deal, and he would go by subway to go to his office or go home or whatever. Simple. And that's this expression, misroshesh. He acts simply. He's busy taking care of his field, working it, caring for it, vahon rav, but sometimes looks are deceiving. Let's move on to today's daf, Pei Vav Amud Aleph. About a third of the way down, you'll see Masnis in the new Mishnah. And the Mishnah tells us, Shlosha Zesim Hain. There are three categories of olives, three crops, uvahen shlosha shemonim, and in those crops, there are three grades. And the one that we'll focus on for now, Hazayis HaRishon, the first level, is Megargaro Berosh Hazayis, the olives that are on the top of the tree. They got the most sunlight and they're ripe. Vikosesh, and he presses them, but it's a gentle type of press. It's not heavy like the beam that's later going to be used. Vinosin Lesoch HaSal, and he puts them into the basket, and they drip. And the basket is like a sieve. It makes sure that some of the thicker things do not get into it. But the olive oil itself, from this gentle press, drips. And that oil is Shemen Zayis Zach, is the pristine oil that was used for the menorah. The Gemara at the end of the Amud in the Mishnah wonders that if the menorah is getting such good oil, maybe all the menachos should get such good oil. One line up, Ma menorah she'ena la'achila, te'una Shemen Zayis Zach, the menorah that's not meant to be eaten, and it still needed this tremendously pristine oil. Menachos she'en la'achila eino din, she'yitenu Shemen Zayis Zach. The menachos that are going to be eaten should for sure require such purified oil. Tamid lomar zach, kosis lama'ar, specifically by the menorah, it requires this very special. Ve'en zach kosis lamenachos, but not by the menachos. And we don't really have to give reasons, that's the Torah requirement. But if we want to think about it for a moment, there could be many reasons that we should learn lessons and insights from this distinction. Firstly, HaTorah Chosa Amamonon Shal Yisrael. The Torah is merciful on assets of a Jew. Imagine if all the menachas offerings had to be only from that pristine level of Shemen Zayis Zach Kosis Lama'ar. It wouldn't function. It wouldn't be so simple. It'd be very expensive to bring a mincha. And in fact, we encountered in Maseches Zvachim that the mincha was meant, like in the Korban Olah V'Yored, to be lenient on the poor person. If he would have to use prime shemen, who knows what the prices would be. Also, as we see on Amud Beis, the menorah represented the eternal Jewish light, Torah, and it needs to be pure, and there was a special requirement to accomplish that and to represent that. Regarding the psukim that explain the mitzvah of the menorah, the pasuk Parshas Tetzaveh, I'm on Amud Beis now, about 10 lines down, Tzaveh b'nei Yisrael, v'yikchu elecha shemen zayis zach. Command the Jewish people, and they should take for you this special olive oil. Omer Rabbi Shmuel ba Nachmeni. Rabbi Shmuel ba Nachmeni explained, Eilecha velo li. You're taking for yourselves. Lo la'ora anit zorich. I don't need this because I need light. I could see whether it's light or dark. Hashem is beyond that. We need this fire for you. What is the concept of this fire? So a few lines later in the Gemara, we're pointed to the fact that Hashem doesn't need light. The special windows in the Beis HaMikdash were specifically designed not to require building them in a way that light should shine into the Beis HaMikdash. It's done in a way that light is shining out from the Beis HaMikdash in the way they're angled, wide to thin. And the statement, Lo la'ora anitzarech, I don't need the light, but rather, Eidusu l'choboi olam shashchina shoreh b'Yisrael, the purpose of this menorah is to say testimony that Hashem dwells amongst the Jewish people. Hashem provided light in the pillar during the 40 years in the desert. Hashem doesn't need the light. It's there for the testimony that Hashem is among the Jewish people, in particular the Ner Ma'aravi, the Western light that got the same amount of oil as all the others, but continued to burn in a most unusual, miraculous fashion throughout the following day of each lighting. And in general, we know that the menorah represents the eternal Jewish light. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.